Hey. I had to sneak by so many bridesmaids to get here. I know they'd kill me, but I promise I'm not gonna look. My eyes are closed. Can I come in? Thank you. I know I'm not supposed to see you or talk to you before this, but I had to. My eyes are closed, they're shut tight. I promise, you can look at me. I think you're allowed to see me, I just can't see you. Are you freaking out? As long as it's in a good way. Oh, I'm nervous too. I'm just like antsy, I don't know. I'm sure. I haven't been more sure of anything in my whole life. I mean, that's cliche to say, but I think I fell in love with you. Remember that day where we were just outside my cubicle and I was just getting coffee? And I knocked something over, you came down to get it, and our hands like brushed and touched, and we like looked at each other for like a second too long. And I felt electricity, and I wanted to ask you out right then and there, but I knew I couldn't because, you know, HR and company policy and all this stuff, and I didn't want to get you in trouble and all, just a million things, but I don't know. We were so lucky for that party. That was a perfect storm. I mean, if it wasn't for that, I don't think either of us would be here today, or I wouldn't be marrying the love of my life. God, there's so many memories with you I have. I wish I could go back and live each and every one of them. Even the bad ones. I can remember that date. That was the worst restaurant I've ever been to. The service was awful. And so we decided just to go home. And I tried to cook you Chinese food and it just didn't work out. But you laughed and you spent the night and it was amazing. So many tiny, tiny memories. And each and every one of them just add up to this moment here, you know, or the moment, I guess, 30 minutes from now, where we both walk down an aisle and promise something to each other, promise to love and hold and cherish each other forever and ever. And I have no doubt in my mind about that one. None whatsoever. I think I'm just antsy and nervous because I just want to get it over with. I just want to say I do and have you be my wife. Part of me just wants to run off with you and go to a courthouse right now and open my eyes and say screw tradition. And I know I can't. I know you'd kill me if I did. I won't. I promise. I promise I won't, but you don't need to cover my eyes. But I do want to see. Because I want to tell you how beautiful you look in it. Because I know you do. I know whatever you're wearing is the perfect dress. Because you are the perfect woman. And I am so blessed to be marrying you today. I remember on my bachelor party, all my friends were like, this is the end of your life. This is the end of your story. But they're so wrong. This 1,000% is the beginning of it. Of a new story. It's the next chapter. And it's one that I am so ready to go on with you. You are my next big adventure. You were already thousands of little ones leading up to this moment. Oh, yeah, I promise you, I'm probably gonna cry when I see you walking down the aisle. Just getting you ready for that now. Oh, it would be impossible not to. Then we'll cry together in front of everyone. I'll have tissues or you get like a handkerchief or something. No, it does not come with my tuxedo. At least not that I could find. But I'll make sure I get one. Okay? If guys had to do the old, you know, something blue, something borrow, something new, something older, whatever, I don't know it. I would probably have like an old handkerchief then. Well, I'm glad you know what it is. Why do I see those things? Do I even get to see those things? Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing that afterwards then. Can I at least get a kiss? Our last kiss, not being married. Okay. I love you. I'll see you in 30 minutes. And then every day for the rest of our lives.